Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania. If you are an applicant or if you need to send application, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Ivy, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Ivy. This is Sheer. I'm calling you from Family First Home Care. I have a mutual participant, Raymond Alston, on the line. He's just calling to continue the enrollment process with you guys.
Give me one moment, please. And thank you for your patience. One moment. And so for the young lady that initiated conversation with me today, you said your first and last name is?
Well, my first name is Shira, S-H-R-A, and the last name initial is W.
Shira, are you staying online with us?
Yes, for the time being, if that's okay with Raymond.
And Shira, telephone number for you, if I may?
Yeah, it's 267-551-7419.
And thank you for that information along with your patience. Just a moment, please. And Mr. Raymond, sir, my name is Ivy, and I'm with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Thank you for joining Ms. Shira and I in conversation. I first want to start by asking, sir, is it okay that I continue to speak with you while I have Shira online with us?
Yes, you can.
And I also wanted to ask if you're going to be working closely with her and her organization going forward in your application process for home services?
Yes.
That being said, is it okay that we add her to your application as authorized representative so that going forward, should she call in to check status of application, we have consent to speak with and share case information with her, sir, and that's if that's okay with you?
Yes.
Thank you for your consent. And give me just a moment, please. And Mr. Raymond, I am going to ask for more personal information in regards to you and your application for services. And please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to application without written or verbal permission. May I have your first and last name along with your date of birth?
Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. My last name is Austin, A-R-F-C-O-N. My date of birth is April 23rd, 1979.
And thank you for that information along with your patience. And just to make sure I heard you correctly, you said your last name is Alston, A-L-S-T-O-N?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. One moment, please. And thank you for your patience and staying online with me. One moment, please. And so, Raymond, I am going to ask if you could provide me with the address that would be associated to you and your application for home services, sir.
1712 Point Breeze Avenue, Philadelphia.
Thank you.
PA 19134.
And give me just a moment, please. And you said 1712?
Point Breeze Avenue.
I'm sorry, only because your line is going in and out, so I don't know if you're like moving around, if you're doing something else.
I said Point Breeze, POINT, BREEZE, Point Breeze Avenue, 1712. You got that right.
Okay. And again, thank you for speaking loudly and clearly, because now I can hear everything that you're saying. So I do appreciate that. I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, but I appreciate it. So 1712 Point Breeze Avenue. Is there any unit numbers or anything like that?
It's a building.
Apartment or unit number?
Apartment building.
So what I'm asking is, may I have... yours.
It's just everything get mail here. Once she come here, she'll be able to assist me.
So there isn't a particular apartment or unit number for you. It's just the 1712
no.
Point Breeze Ave. Okay.
Exactly.
And the zip code is
19134.
Thank you for that information along with your patience. And give me just a moment, please. And my apologies. One moment, please. My apologies. My system is moving a little slow. And so, Mr. Austin, you're saying that the numbers to your address is once more?
Yes.
Can you tell me the numbers to your address once more? Because it's not locking, only because I don't know what's going on with my computer, but it didn't lock it in. I do still have the Point Breeze Avenue. For, thank you, sir.
1712.
And the other address that we have for you, 315 South Broad Street, that address is no longer active or valid in any way?
No, 315 South Broad Street, Philadelphia, PA 19107.
That's the number that's on my ID. That's my mailing address.
Okay, that's your mailing. Give me just a moment.
That's my P.O. box.
And thank you, sir, for that information. One moment. And one moment, please. And just updating notes on application. Thank you both for your patience and staying online with me. Thank you for your patience. One moment. And I am going to ask Shira if you can provide me with the address associated to your organization, please.
930 S Main Avenue, Scranton, PA 18504. Has the patient been, have we scheduled the assessment yet?
Give me just a moment, please. You said 930
South Main Avenue, Scranton, PA 18504.
Give me one moment. And for purposes of application, because he is adding you as someone that can call in and check status of application, can we have your last name, please?
Unfortunately, I'm only going to give the initial. It's going to be W.
Okay. And I'll confirm address, 930 South Main Avenue, Scranton, PA. 18504. Contact phone number 267-551-7419. Is that correct?
Yep.
And because you're the one who initiated conversation with me today, I'll go ahead and link this phone conversation to you. Mr. Raymond, you do still have a Catherine Jackson listed on application as authorized representative as well. Should Catherine remain on your application, sir?
Yeah, she can remain on there.
Thank you, sir. Give me just a moment, please. So when I go into your application, it does look as if you did have an intake visit appointment that was back in June 5th of 2025 with our enrollment case manager, Ms. Ayanna Thomas. It does look as if you have a reassessment appointment already scheduled with our enrollment case manager, Ms. Victoria Rosado, and that's going to take place on October 2nd of 2025 in between the times of 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. So to answer your question, Ms. Shira, he's already had an intake visit appointment. He's already having a reassessment appointment. We already have a PC certification form on application. That documentation that we received on his application, we received the PC certification form back in June 16th of 2025. That documentation did come over NFCE, which is nursing facility clinically eligible. We also have a level of care determination that we received on application. That documentation came into our offices. That was back in June 17, 2025. That documentation also came over NFCE, which is nursing facility clinically eligible. It looks as if your application closed, Mr. Austin, and that was failure to comply with the county assistance office. It looks as if the county never received any financial documentation in regards to your application, sir.
Okay, ma'am.
So now I am asking.
One second.
At this time.
One second, please, before you can continue, because you're going very fast, which is okay. Just give me a second. The PCP form is received. The second assessment that he's going through, it's not the area and aging, but it's with you guys to reopen the case.
That is correct, because we already received his level of care determination from aging, which was back in June as well.
So
that also came over NFCE. He has to have an assessment to reactivate the application, only because every 60 to 90 days we have to have something stating that the application is still active.
Okay,
and so someone's going to be reaching out to him via phone. They won't be coming out to visit.
My question for you, though, is does he have to do the area and aging assessment again?
Those documents are good for a year. Once he's had it, it's good for a year.
So when was the area and aging again? I apologize.
No, don't. That's how I felt when you was talking real fast when I was trying to get the address. So I get it. That was done back in June 17th of 2025 is when we received that documentation from aging.
Okay. And what is your name and last name?
My first name is Ivy.
Okay.
I like the plant. That's I like indigo, V like violet, Y like yellow. And my ID number is 274-293.
Okay. Alrighty, we're going to be letting your supervisor know about your hostile way of communication.
Would you like to speak to a supervisor now? I can transfer.
Nope. I have her number. But thank you so much. Have a good day, ma'am.
And
all
also
right, Raymond,
for the remainder
for
of
day.
The rain.